Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Chicago bringing us back. A great band. Chicago. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Elise Bennett is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 18 years later this year. We'll celebrate that. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. Put a dash in the middle and .com on the end, and you'll find her online, marketing-mentor.com, including your opt-in newsletter.
That's right. And let me jump right into a good segue to our next topic.
You're not even going to wait for me to ask a question then. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, please,
okay.
If you don't mind.
No. You're in charge. Go ahead, Elise.
Okay, good. So the thing we were just talking about is that if you do it strategically, if you do it consciously, using the first-person pronoun, I, to tell a story.
No, let's slow down just a little bit, folks. We're talking about your email newsletter, something you're writing for your audience. You're trying to deliver value so they'll like what you're writing and want to come back. And we're talking about how to structure it a little bit. Now go ahead, Elise. For those
trust.
Who just tuned in.
Yes, thank you. And so we were discussing whether or not it makes sense to tell a story and how best to tell a story that is useful and relevant and could be a learning tool or an engagement tool between you and your clients. And I wrote one recently at the end of February where I basically told the story of how I made a decision, took a chance, sent a query letter to an editor of a magazine. I had never written an article before. I had never done anything like this before, but I had an idea. And I sent the query letter to the editor, and she said, yeah, I like that. Go ahead. We'll pay you $500. And that one decision led and kind of paved the way for all the other things I've done since then, especially through that organization. I wouldn't be the program partner of the conference that I'm involved in, How Design Live, if it hadn't been for that How Magazine. So I told this story in my newsletter as a way to say, think about the decisions that you're making and the voices inside your head that say, no, you can't do that. No one's going to let you do that. You know. Mm-hmm. And the title of the newsletter was, Who Are You to Decide? The point is, you shouldn't be the one to decide. Let your prospects decide mm-hmm. if you're qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So that serves two purposes. One is, I think, and it got a lot of response, actually, that it's an engaging story that I can tell about myself, but that's not the point. The point is, what about you? Think about this for you.
Right. Don't have courage and don't be held back. You know, and by the way, folks, this is a beautiful piece that Elise wrote, and I noticed that you only used a first-person pronoun at the beginning of a sentence twice.
Oh, yeah?
And one of them you could have didn't have to, but the other one you had to. Now, but I will tell you one quick story to add on to what you, to your point. I wrote a piece within the last year called saying how I thanked the man who fired me. I've forgotten the title, but why I thanked my boss for firing me, I think was the title. And my folks, my editor at Biz Journals, who's one of my syndication folks, I said that that's the of all my articles, that's the most read of all of them. Why I thank my boss for firing me.
I should write my version of that too, because
yeah.
I definitely have.
Your point about, do people want to hear about you personal? They do, but there's got to be something in it. You it's okay to set it up with a personal story, but as quickly as humanly possible, get it over to them, right?
Yeah, and make it clear what there is for them to reflect on in your story if they can relate to it.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you can come back to you. You can say, and you know, you can kind of wrap it up with what you started out at the beginning. But you and I both have seen these pieces where it started out all about the writer, and it was all about the writer in the middle, and it was all about the writer at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it's about one of my grandchildren, you know, I'm not going to want to read that, right?
Right.
Or in your case, unless it's all about Humphrey, right?
Exactly.
So, all right, so what else can we learn from all this?
Well, actually, you know, we're talking about writing, but not everyone can write.
More people can write than do, though, because they just think they can't. But you're right.
They think they can.
You're right. Some people aren't necessarily good writers.
And maybe even if you can, it's not the best way to spend your time, and you should hire a professional copywriter to do this for you.
Well, this is what video equipment's for. You can speak, say it.
Well, okay, yes and no, because some people are not really all that articulate either.
Well, or they've got a face for radio like me. That's another thing. Hey, Elise, I need your website, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
All right, what will they find when they get there?
You can sign up for quick tips. You can check out my new marketing plan. You can listen to the podcast stream. You can go to the toolbox page. There's all sorts of resources. There's a lot of free information there.
All right. Hey, Elise, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you.
I know you'll be back before then, but don't forget, we have a date in August for your 18th anniversary.
All right, I'll be there.
Take care. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasien. By the way, her website is marketing-mentor, marketing-mentor.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.